Point 8. Castelao. The key to the contemporary history of Galicia and to the national consciousness. A complete creator and preeminent politician, he practices plastic arts and writing. By means of different channels, drawing, painting, writing, his work presents a descriptive and critical panorama of the musical activity of his time, which is extremely complete and absolutely fundamental if we want to approach the musical anthropology of the early 20th century. As a scholar and as an amateur musician as well, his excellent cultural education moved him to take an interest in the most varied aspects with regard to music, and he even played string instruments. In his most important book, The Galicianist's Bible, Sempre en Galiza, or Always in Galicia, he resolutely addressed the subject of musical heritage. The words he wrote in the book are illuminating. E belaí está, destacándose sobor da inmensa riqueza folclórica de Galiza, a nosa música popular e os nosos bailes e danzas populares. And there you have it. Standing out over the immense richness of Galician folklore, our popular music, and our popular dances. Castelao was also an intellectual model who did not shy away from the obvious importance of music as a basic element of society, and, therefore, as an element to be taken into account in any research whose main focus was mankind and its reality. In fact, there is an important presence of music in his works. For example, the translation published in the magazine Nos tells of the legend of Don Jan de Rien's Brittany, a song in Breton about a pilgrim who traveled to Santiago. His discovery of the Cancionero Gallego, or a collection of Galician lyrical poems, a book by Toner and Ball, which gathers more than 600 pieces and in which Castelao acts as a reporter, or his numerous illustrations and drawings in which music is present, one of which stands out, O Bello da Danza, the old man of the dance, depicting a dancer returning from the dance, a sailor, given away by the anchor tattooed on his hand. Other illustrations by Castelao dealing with the theme of music are Una festa na aldea, or a village fete, O cego de Pandrenda, or the blind man from Pandrenda, Bailada de Nadal, or Christmas dance, Fauno, or faun, Pandereteiras, or women tambourine players, various representations of festivals, Roda de Nenos, or Ring of Children, among others. Insofar as the relationship between Castelao and musicians, it is worth mentioning the caricatures carried out in 1918 of the violinist Manuel Quiroga, as well as the fact that he considered the Gaiteiros de Sotelo, bagpipe players from Sotelo, led by Avelino Cachafeiro, as the thoroughbred bagpipe players. The numerous musical references in Castelao's life makes one wonder when the mastermind's relationship with this art began. Perhaps it began because he was a part of the students' minstrels in Compostela or in Paris in 1921, where he attended a performance by the Moscow Bat Theater and was fascinated by the fusion of mime, music, theater, and painting he saw there. In fact, on his return, he tries to create an art theater for which he designs 16 scenes and paints the scenery between 1926 and 1927. These would end up being used for performances by the Sociedad Coral Polifónica de Pontevedra, or Pontevedra Polyphonic Choral Company, where Castelao was producer, songster, president, and anagram designer. Let's listen to a version of Leila, sung by Maria do Theo. In an episode of the only theatrical work by Castelao, Os bellos non deben de enamorarse, or The Elderly Shouldn't Fall in Love, a choir of four apothecaries sings a song remembering their youth, namely Leila. It was conceived by Castelao as a serenade for students from Compostela, full of nostalgia and hints of fados from Coimbra. The music was supplied by the composer and flautist Miguel de Santiago. Since then, Musicians such as Carlos Núñez, Dulce Pontes, or Suso Bamonde have recorded versions of this piece.
Están las nubes llorando por un amor que morreu. Están las ruas molladas de tanto como choveu. Están las nubes llorando por un amor que morreu. Están las ruas molladas de tanto como choveu. La 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 liña, porque en el morro quiero mirarme nas meniñas dos teus olhos. No me deixes e ten compaixón de mí. Sem ti não posso, sem ti não posso viver. Palabras, dame celme do teu corazón, dame lume que as tuas miradas, dame vida co teu doce amor, dame alento que as tuas palabras, dame celme do teu corazón, dame lume que as tuas miradas, dame vida co teu doce amor. Dame lume que as tuas miradas, dame vida co teu doce amor. Le la 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 liña, por quem eu morro quero mirarme nas meniñas dos teus olhos. No e ten compaixón de min. Sen ti non podo, sen ti non podo.